This is the Land of Feelings meditation. Let's begin once again by making sure we're as comfortable as we can possibly be. Do you need to have a little wriggle to get more comfortable? And then we can begin. Allowing your eyes to close if that feels okay. Or if you'd prefer to leave them open, then having a fuzzy focus if you can. Just see if you can quietly listen to my voice and see what happens. If you can comfortably reach your tummy right now, you might want to see how it is to rest one or both of your hands on your tummy. And notice what it feels like as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, just focusing on that feeling of the air coming in and the air going out, and what it feels like in your tummy as you breathe out. Imagine, if you can, right now, that you're inside your den, looking around you and noticing what there is to see. What there is to touch. And what there is to hear. Next time you breathe out, you might want to imagine letting other parts of your body become a bit softer too. Imagining that each time you breathe out, you relax just a little bit more. Now that we're feeling a bit more settled, we're going to continue on our adventure. Take a few more deep breaths if you want to. And then when you're ready for more adventure, just think dragon and imagine stepping outside your den. "You're back again. I'm so happy," a friendly voice says. As you imagine opening your eyes, there is your dragon in front of you, once again looking quite delighted that you've come back. "I've got so much to show you today," he says excitedly, hopping up and down. "Are you ready for a ride?" he asks. Decide if you feel okay to ride on your dragon, or if you might prefer to ride on a cloud alongside your dragon. And if you need a cloud, then just imagine a soft and fluffy one appearing in front of you. Climb aboard your dragon or your cloud, think up, and away you go. Up into the air, the wings of the dragon flapping slowly as you go higher and higher. The sun is shining very brightly and the sky is clear. Your dragon seems to know where he's going, since he looks like he's concentrating hard as he flies, and he's not talking. In the distance over to the left, you can see the fire and smoke coming out of the tops of some mountains, and you recognise the land of Bodhi. In the distance over to the right, you can see the sky is full of clouds, and you recognise the land of thoughts. "We're getting closer now," Dragon says. "Can you see those big mountains up ahead? Riding out a big feeling is like flying over the top of a big mountain," Dragon says. "The flying can feel a little harder, and then suddenly it can get a lot harder. That's when you have to trust that you can get over the top and that you will, and remember your backpack of strengths. And then once you're over the top, the flying very quickly gets much easier. When I first started trying to fly over the mountains in the Land of Feelings, then as I started flying higher to get over particularly high mountains, like the Mountain of Anger and the Mountain of Fear, I would get a strange feeling in my tummy, I didn't like it at all. Then I started breathing fire, which burned the sides of the mountains as I got close and turned the grass brown. And then I learned how to gather my strength. I still get the strange feeling in my tummy when I start flying over very big feeling mountains, but I always know that I can fly over the top of the mountain and down the other side. Would you like to know how to gather your strength? Dragon says. You nod, since knowing how to manage big feelings sounds extremely useful. The first thing is to realise that you're heading towards a big feeling mountain. If you don't notice, you won't have the chance to gather your strength before you're trying to get over the hardest bit of the mountain. And then, do you remember the lands that we've already visited? Well, you can use some of the things that you've learned from there. First, we visited the land of body. Pay attention for a moment to something that's happening in your body right now. Perhaps the feeling of your breath moving in and out of your chest and lifting and lowering your tummy a little. Then we visited the land of thoughts. Remember that thoughts are just like clouds in the sky. We can let them drift on by and just bring our attention back to this breathing body. And that's the secret. Bringing your attention to your body while you let your thoughts come and go. And believing that you can fly high enough. Okay, hold on. We're going to have to concentrate here and gather our strength. There's a big mountain directly ahead. Ready? He says, as he starts to fly a little higher. The air is a little thinner up here, so it helps if you breathe a little more deeply. Perhaps you take a few slightly deeper breaths now. And then let your breathing settle into its own natural rhythm. What can you notice in your body right now? Can you feel your hands resting against something? What about the rest of your body? Dragon seems to be working quite hard, and you're both doing your best to concentrate as you go higher and higher. Things suddenly get a bit bumpy. Dragon drops a few feet in the air and flaps his wings much harder to recover. The air is getting really thin, Dragon shouts, but we're nearly flying over the top. You look down, and sure enough, you're nearly directly over the top of the mountain. Can you count 5 breaths with me? It really helps me to concentrate and gather my strength for the last little bit. As you breathe in and out, count 1. And then breathe in and out again, and count 2. And so on until you get to 5 breaths. We did it! Shouts Dragon. The flying is so much easier once we're past the peak of the mountain, Dragon says. As you swoop and soar down the other side, flying with almost no effort at all. Soon, it'll be time to return to Den. And as Dragon turns to fly towards Den, you once again recognise the lake below and the patch of trees with little rabbits munching on the grass nearby. And before you know it, you're back at Den. Climb down from the dragon or the cloud and take a moment to say goodbye to your dragon friend if you'd like to. And then you can begin bringing your attention back to your breath, noticing how the air fills your chest as you breathe in and what it feels like as the air leaves your body. Breathing in, breathing out, and just resting for a moment. And maybe giving your fingers and toes a little wriggle if you'd like to, and having a little stretch if that would feel nice, before you slowly open your eyes if they've been closed.